Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ireland's team should walk right up to the All Blacks when they're doing the haka. I'm sure there are rules around that, rules of engagement. And get Dustin in front of the All Blacks. He'd frighten anyone. And somebody else says 60,000 Irish fans singing in your head as the All Blacks do the haka will be interesting, says Bob. I think you have to respect the haka. And you can't be doing that. Now, it's been a big week for reality TV and a big week for nostalgia. Big Brother is back on the telly. So we thought on a Friday, it'd be nice to catch up with some Irish icons of reality TV. I'm joined in our Limerick studio by Emma O'Driscoll, who appeared on Popstars in 2001 and was a member of the band Six. And here in our Dublin studio, Mary Byrne, who was on X Factor in 2010. How are you, Mary?
Good to see you.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Great.
Hello, everybody.
now there is, and this is important that we put this down before we start. There is a huge difference between the reality TV that you were involved in and the reality TV that is Big Brother, because both of you have a talent.
Right. You said it.
No, you do.
I second that, Mary. Yeah.
One doesn't need a talent to be on Big Brother, do you? No, you don't. Emma, just remind us about Popstars. I can't believe it's 22 years ago.
I can't believe it's 22 years ago either, but sometimes I look in the mirror, then I remember very quickly. look, it was an amazing experience, but it's very different to the type of reality TV nowadays. I think social media and things plays a huge role in that as well. It was a totally different type of reality TV. And we didn't really have anything else to go by at the time. It was kind of the first of its kind in Ireland. So very, very different times.
And was Simon Cowell involved?
Yes, he was. So we had a record deal with Simon at the time. It was just before American Idol and Pop Idol and all of that took off. So, yeah.
Who were the judges?
So we had Louis Walsh, we had Linda Martin and Bill Hughes. So I remember at the time thinking, you know, I was just mad into music and singing and really had ambitions to try to do things. And like, look, it was almost a pipe dream to do it.
Yeah.
But when I heard then that Louis was going to, because obviously, you know, Louis was holding auditions at times for bands, and like this was the big thing when you'd hear that. And if you were anyway serious, you had to take the audition seriously. Mm. So when I heard that that Popstars was coming to Ireland, I said, like, you know, I was nervous thinking, going, will I do it? Will I put myself in for it? But then I thought, if I'm serious about this, then I have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a no-brainer,
and
really.
Like Louis, when he was at his height, was a star maker.
Oh, like, but he was, like, because he just had a bit of intuition in that area where he knew what was coming down the track, what would work. He was very good at putting people together. And that's one thing I will say with the guys in Six. If any of them are listening in, I'll say hi to the guys as well. Like, we're great friends to this day. Like, we made lifelong friends.
Mm.
And the six of us that he did put together, like, we have, to this day, we're very united, and, you know, we chat all the time.
Yeah.
And so he did have an eye for that. It may not have worked long term like we'd hoped, but the experience was incredible.
You were 19.
Yeah.
From Cork, still from Cork.
From Limerick.
From Limerick, sorry.
Sitting here in the Limerick studio.
Sorry. Where did I get Cork from?
Probably from Sinead. Sinead was Cork.
All right, there you go.
Yep.
And where was the audition?
So the audition was on in Galway, because I had this idea in my head when I heard there was four auditions. There was Galway, Cork, Dublin and Belfast. And I thought, OK, you know, things don't always go to plan. I mightn't get it right the first time. So I said, I'm going to Galway. It's on first. So I thought, at least I can go to every audition and give myself four shots at it. So that's why I actually went to Galway to the first one.
So there was a Cork audition. That's where I got that wrong.
Yes.
And of course, Six had a number one hit.
You better be doing the dance now, up in Dublin. Is he doing it, Mary?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Good.
True and true.
We'll have to call it seven, Mary. We'll have to add you in.
I loved that song. I really loved
it. That was a hit, obviously, number one in Ireland, but it was also a hit in New Zealand.
Yeah, so we had a hit in New Zealand. We never got to go there, mind you. We got to do loads of the in the middle of the night interviews on radio. But we'd a number one in New Zealand. So we'd a few moments where you'd get somebody randomly, a friend of yours, travelling, doing the year travelling. And all of a sudden they'd be down in New Zealand, and they'd be ringing you or making like little videos going, what's going on? Your song is on down here. I'm like, oh yeah, we had a number one down there.
Great song.
But we were in Iceland and Norway, yeah. Sweden, and I think it was South Africa as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
I want to talk to you about how it changed your life, but I want to bring Mary in now, as they say in all the best current affairs shows.
Yes, darling, bring Mary in. Yes.
I was just looking at that. I think the oldest person in the Big Brother house is 50.
Yes.
You were 50 when you did X Factor.
I was 50 when I started, when I did the X Factor.
It's usually a young person's game, isn't it, reality TV?
I actually thought that it was a young person. I just wanted to go in and see, could I do anything? I was not expecting what happened to me. And I mean, at 50 years of age, from Ballyferma, walking on a till, it was a fairy tale and a dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of the best experiences I've had in my life. And I'm looking at the Big Brother last night, and the two women that are up for eviction are older women. Right. So it is a young person's game.
Ageism.
You know, ageism. Ageism. It is. It's ageism.
Ageism. Down with that sort of thing. Here's your audition.
I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you.
I'll never forget that. I just wanted to go home. We were there from 10 o'clock in the morning. That was at 1 o'clock.
Mary.
In the morning.
You're unreal. Like, it was just amazing.
Thank you.
Honest.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, stop.
Honest God, it was unbelievable.
Listen, we were there from 10 that morning. I think that was about 20 past one when I actually got onto that stage.
You better specify, it was the next morning.
It was the next morning.
Yeah.
And I really, all I wanted to do was go home and go to bed.
It probably helped you with your performance. Because
the nerves stopped.
Yes. You're too tired to have nerves.
I was too tired. I walked out. I said, hey, Simon.
Yeah.
Big hello from all the girls in Ireland. And then just get on with the song. And I sang it. And when they said, oh, well, he said, you're probably the best. And I went,
Let's see what he said.
It's amazing how you said you had the courage to come back and do it. I don't know whatever stopped you. What
low self-esteem.
Nicole.
Low self-esteem. Well, whatever we say, you know, don't let it affect you. I think that you brought something that's different.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God.
Mary, I think it is quite important that what we say does affect you, because this is an audition. And I think you have the best voice out of everyone who's auditioned for us.
Go on, Mary!
You just don't know what that means to me, that
Mary,
from you.
And actually, more than that, I really like you.
Ah.
He didn't mean that, the liar. I've actually got goosebumps up and down my arm, and every time and he says those words, and that was all I went for. I was not expecting to go through to boot camp. I was not, especially when I got to boot camp, it was brutal in boot camp. How the heck they put me through the judges' houses. I was brutal in judges' houses.
Like, I can remember that feeling like that, you know, I just wanted to stand in front of Louis and Linda and Bill and sing and at least just get some feedback.
Yes.
But I didn't kind of think past that. So when it went on that bit further and got to the boot camp stage and all of that, like, I honestly didn't see it going as far as actually getting picked. Like, you know, you'd imagine it and go, God, could you imagine? But I never thought it would happen. And
Emma, can you go back to your 19-year-old self and think about how you felt when you got through and you were part of six? Obviously, as a human being, you go, you project into the future. And what was in your head?
You do, but, like, I didn't, again, as I said, like, we didn't have a huge amount to compare it to, apart from Hearsay with Popstars had been on in the UK. But apart from that, there wasn't a huge amount that you could say, okay, this is kind of the trajectory of what you think might happen. Mm. It was, we didn't know. But of course you get excited because, you know, all of a sudden, like, there's, you know, the stories and the papers and you're like, you know, this is really picking up. But, like, if you imagine the first episode went out the same weekend that we had moved into the house. And we had no idea of the hype that was going on outside. So all of a sudden then the episode starts going on air and we're all kind of watching each other's interview, sitting in the sitting room, cringing behind the cushions and all of that. And then all of a sudden, like, you start seeing all these papers and hearing this.
And, like, then, of course, the big story, you know, Nadine Coyle. Like,
but the, like,
bit of controversy.
The controversy around it. And it just became so intense and unbelievable. Like, I can honestly tell you, I never imagined in my wildest dreams the level it would go to.
Yeah.
Like it was incredible. And yes, obviously there was a lot of controversy and things around it. But like, look, we've all had a life experience from it that never in a million years would I take it back.
And you're all friends still.
I remember my dad, who's listening today as well, who got me down to the studio today. Thanks, Dad. I remember him saying when I was told in the house as my 19-year-old self, it's better than winning the World Cup. And I can always remember him saying it. My dad's a soccer referee. And like, for him to say that, yeah, I was tough. Like, you know, it resonated a lot with me. I thought for him to say that, that was a big deal. Yeah. And it was huge for us as a
regrets.
Family.
Regrets? Any regrets around it? Because you had the hit and it looked like things were going swimmingly and the only way was up. To quote Yaz, but the only way wasn't up. It went nowhere.
I don't live my life with regrets like that, because and like I'd say to anyone now who's looking to get into reality TV, it's not always going to go as you want it to, and sometimes the excitement is in not knowing what's going to happen. Mm. And like, it's kind of getting out of it what you can to a certain degree and taking the best from it. And that's what I would, I suppose, recommend to anybody doing something like that. Try to take the positives from it.
And you're like, working away. You have a drama school.
Yeah, Gemstars, myself and my sister, we have three stage schools in Limerick. So I've young people coming in all the time, 4 to 18-year-olds, and like, it wouldn't, like all the different types of things, the controversies around shows, it wouldn't put any of them off wanting to go for shows. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, you'd always advise them, social media surrounds it now as well. So obviously there's an extra element that we didn't have to contend with in it, that you are up for public scrutiny, you know, on like live as you go.
A hyperscale. You know? It's a hyperscale.
Yeah.
We were talking to somebody earlier in the week about Big Brother, and they had, everybody who went in had to do a course in respect and all this sort of thing. So they're prepared. And it seems now that there's a duty of care around the whole thing that didn't exist when it started 20 odd years ago.
But is that not just common sense?
It is
to
common
have
sense.
Respect for people.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to be brought in to be taught to do that. I mean, it just goes to show the way the world has changed. And the fact that when I was in it as well, when I was in the X Factor, I mean, I was with a bunch of One Direction.
Yes.
Not one of them had bad manners. Not one of those lads treated anyone in that house any other way but with the utter respect. I can't even get the word.
When you look at their trajectory, to use that word again.
Yeah, it's a very big board you're using today. I'm not aiming for this.
I started it.
Did you start it?
Stop using big words.
You and your trajectory.
I came out of today.
But when you see, you know, Harry Styles now, Niall Horan, millions, zillionaires, you know, playing in front of 80,000 people.
Guys. Yeah. They're still the same kids. I mean, remember, I was with them. They were 16 and 17 years of age. They were like sons to me and they treated me like a mother. But they also treated me with respect apart from the mother bit.
Mm.
I mean, I just can't believe you just said that Big Brother has to bring these people to teach them to have respect.
Well, that's part of it. It's not the only thing.
No, I know, but it shows where we've come from, where how far we've come in the world. And is it a good fairness? I don't know. I think Big Brother is one of those things where you're on camera all the time. And listen, if you're an adult in any sort, I mean, once you're 19, you're supposed to be an adult. Mm. And if you're brought up with respect, you have respect. Now, I was watching a little bit of it last night and I felt like going in and slapping the head off half of them in the British thing. Because they're going on like children.
Yeah.
I mean, that girl, I don't like peas. The elder girl that's
she
up
for... She doesn't like peas,
she doesn't like avocado. Okay. She doesn't like the... Right. What the heck did she go in for? She had me watching the show. She knew she was going to be getting...
Do you like peas, Emma?
Do I like peas?
See, this is why I don't
have a problem with them.
I crack up watching these shows. Yeah. I'd be sitting there pulling my hair out.
It's amazing what annoys you, though, peas. Yeah.
No. Tofu, she doesn't like tofu.
Mary.
I think it's an important lesson, though, with the duty of care. Like, even though you might feel, you know, that it's common sense, I still think, like, almost by acknowledging it, it kind of makes people, like, realise that this is a difficult environment for some people.
It is.
They may not always behave exactly as they should. They might, you know, people have their off days and things like. So I think it is important at the same time, because things are so much more public now and social media, and like one mistake.
Yeah. No, it's a different world.
Can make a bigger impact in their lives.
Apart from that,
we had
a counsellor as well in on the X Factor when I was there. So
Now, Emma, Mary and I have a date with some shoe plattlers. You're not invited.
Excuse me? Being left out here now, this isn't okay now.
But we forgot to mention that, of course, we have something in common, and both of us worked with Saki.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, again, that's what I'd say. Like it led me, like Popstars led me to opportunities where I did some radio, and then Charity 252 opportunity, which was another kind of reality
great
show
platform.
with TV and radio, simulcast, absolutely. And I did that show for Telethon for 7 days. Yeah. And after that, I really kind of grew a grow for TV and radio and production and the other side of the screen as well. And like fell into children's TV that I'm supposed to do for 5 months now, and I was there for over 12 years.
Will you have a word with the five other members of Six, and we'll do a reunion on the radio?
Yeah, that'd
do,
be great.
Do that.
I will. I have a word with them.
Emma O'Driscoll, thanks so much, and thanks to your dad for bringing you into the Limerick studio. See you, Emma. Bye.
Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Bye,
that's
bye,
right. Bye, Mary.
Yeah, shoe plattling after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.